This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and Mark. We go back to Noah, who's 11 years old in Iowa, and Noah had a question, a trivia question for us. Go ahead, Noah.
Can you finish this sentence?
Okay.
This line. Jingle bells, Batman smells.
Robin laid an egg.
Yes.
Is that it? Oh, Mark.
That's it.
Yes, Mark goes back to
fist bump. Mark, from
Mark's going all the way back to third grade. Pull that one. What is it saying again, Noah? What?
Jingle bells. Batman smells. Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost a wheel. And Joker got away.
The Joker got away. Hey.
I'm telling you, Batman needs to wash his outfit more often, don't you think?
Yeah.
Then we wouldn't have this problem. All right, Noah, thank you. Merry Christmas to you there.
Thank you, and whoever was helping you out, they did a great job. So Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Amen. Okay, so next week we won't be having live trivia, okay, because our offices and studios will be closed. We'll all be with our families celebrating Christmas. Christmas is actually a week from yesterday, our offices will be closed. So we'll be back here with the live Trivia Friday 2 weeks from now, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted people to be aware of that. Now, listen, we have got a boatload of previous Trivia Friday shows on our website.
If you have to listen to something.
Yeah, there's a lot of them on there. So if you're traveling, you just want to have some fun and laugh a little bit, go listen to, we got, 2 years or so of Trivia Friday shows? What you need to do is go to the AFR website, afr.net, and click on podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
afr.net, click on podcast, and then you'll see the Trivia Friday banner. And then that's where we got all these Trivia Friday shows from way back a long time. So check it out.
They range in quality from awesome to amazing.
Yeah.
So
there's none rated under 4.9.
Right.
Stars.
From awesome on up.
Because I rated them, you know.
Yes.
And I just felt like I needed to do that to offset the twos that we were getting there.
Yeah.
Huh?
There's been some twos.
I don't like people who leave twos on reviews, you know, of our stuff here. So.
Yeah. We usually just ignore them.
Yeah, but I was having a bad day.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know what? We must show them. I'm going to rate them 5.7s. All right, Trivia Friday. What we're about to do here is we're going to repeat our questions for the last time this show, okay?
Okay.
So go ahead, Mark.
Well, first question is, what does diet of worms refer to?
Yeah.
It's a multiple choice question. I know it sounds disgusting.
It does.
A is a diet of worms, what worms eat.
Like the Atkins.
Like dirt. And
similar.
Is that in the Atkins diet?
Well, you'd lose weight if it was.
I think dirt's carb-free.
I think you're right.
I think you're right.
B, a repulsive but effective weight loss program.
Uh-huh.
Like Atkins?
Yeah. That's not repulsive, but anyway.
Or
we don't want to get a letter from their lawyer.
Cease
and desist. Sorry.
Choice C is a religious hearing involving Martin Luther.
Okay. What was the third one now?
A religious hearing.
If you hadn't been talking, you
Martin
would've.
Luther.
Yeah, like you were.
Right. Just the,
it's like arguing with my wife. It's always wrong. I'm always wrong.
That's what you think you'd learn.
Number two.
Okay.
What was the first U.S. city to buy electricity from the Tennessee Valley Authority?
Hint?
TVA. You want a hint?
Hint. It's starts with the letter two, T.
The letter T.
Right.
Right.
All right. Am I right?
I think you're right.
You got to give a hint. Okay.
Good hint. Okay. And then, it's not a very big hint, but
sure
that's a good
was.
Hint. And then my third question, in How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss, how old was Cindy Lou Who?
Cindy Lou Who. All right. Go ahead.
All right. I have one remaining. I'm going to toss one in because I can't use these again, you know, not till next Christmas. And the rest, and you students will probably forget which ones I had anyway. So In A Christmas Story, the movie about the boy who wanted a BB gun, what was the name of the department store that had what Ralphie wanted? And I'm going to toss this one in.
You toss it in,
I'm
Ed.
Tossing.
You toss.
What Christmas carol does the Peanuts gang sing at the end of A Charlie Brown Christmas? All right.
Good question.
Wow.
I've got one question left, and here it is. What type of tree is the most popular Christmas tree? Okay. What type of tree is the most popular Christmas tree in America?
Is Mark. It Norwegian wood?
I'm not saying.
Is that just a Beatles song?
Is that a Beatles song?
Yeah.
Wow, they got a song about everything, don't they?
I know.
Huh?
They weren't even singing about Christmas
Norwegian
trees.
Wood. Uh-huh. Okay, interesting.
If
a Norwegian could chuck wood.
Could chuck wood, something like that.
You guys make me think. You stretch my brain. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the show is all about.
Glad we could help.
Who's up next, Ed?
Oh, is that it? Is that all you got? Just one question?
One question, my friend.
All right.
Hey, I do have this saying, though, and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. When old people say, enjoy them while they're young, what are they talking about?
You want me to answer that for real?
Yeah, go ahead.
Enjoy them while they're young.
When old people say, enjoy them while they're young, they are talking about their knees and hips.
Enjoy them
not
while
their
they're
children.
Young. Not their children. No. That's as we've already expressed earlier in the show. They just give you heart attacks. All right, we go to Mississippi, and Jimmy is on the line. Jimmy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank y'all.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Where do you
can
live?
You hear me?
We can. Where do you live in Mississippi, Jimmy?
I live at Nettleton.
All right, Nettleton, just down the road.
Just down the road.
All right, Jimmy, you want to ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I just want to answer.
All right, which one?
The one about the First City TVA.
Oh, yeah. All right, Jimmy, what was the first city in the U.S. to buy electricity from the Tennessee Valley Authority?
Tupelo.
You are correct, sir.
Wait a second.
That's a pretty big deal in American 20th century history. A lot of people don't.
Very surprised to learn that. Yeah. Wouldn't you guess it would have been someplace in Tennessee that first bought electricity?
It's electricity provided by the river, the Tennessee River, thus the name Tennessee Valley Authority.
And I believe that TVA. Was back in 1934 when they signed that contract for the electricity.
Do you know? How'd you know that, Jimmy?
My wife worked for TVA for 42 years.
Okay.
Really?
Well.
Wow.
Yeah, 42 years.
But Tupelo used to have a sign up out there.
Uh-huh.
At Crosstown.
That's how I learned it.
Yeah.
Still do.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's original or not. But, yeah, the first city to use TVA, which is a big deal, as I say. What year was that, Mark?
I think it was 1934.
It was Tupelo.
Jimmy, did you recognize, did you hear the cowbell ring?
Yes, sir.
You know what that means?
Yes, sir.
You went up.
That was the mystery.
That was the mystery question. That's right. You got a brand new AFR ball cap coming your way.
So I know you're just 20 miles from us, Jimmy, but we got to send it to Memphis first.
That's right.
That's the way the Postal Service.
Yeah, I know.
That's the Postal Service works. We're sending a map we're sending a ball cap to you that you could come be having 15 minutes, but we're sending it 100 miles away.
And then back.
And then back.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
Well, thank y'all.
You have a question for us, Jimmy?
I don't think so.
No, sir. I just wanted to answer.
All right. Have a blessed day.
Y'all too. Have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Jimmy, and a Happy New Year.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Mark.
All right.
What happened?
I didn't put Jimmy on hold. You got it? All right.
Oh, good.
Oh, you, oh, Marty you was mean ready. To get Marty. That mailing address?
Yeah.
Well, it is drive up here.
I mean, it's not that far.
Jimmy, Marty Sparks has your address. That's my fault. I clicked and dropped the call, so we will get that.
So we can get the ball cap to him.
We can get the ball cap to him.
Marty right. says yes.
All right.
You're listening to Trivia Friday, Tim, Ed, and Mark, and we go back to the phones.
All right. We go to Texas. I think that's the first time today. Brett is on the line. Brett, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, esteemed professors.
Hello, Brett.
Hey, Brett. Where are you calling from in Texas today?
I am in Kipner, armpit of Central Texas.
Oh, wow. You're not going to be invited back.
Chamber of Commerce doesn't like that.
All right. Well,
forehead area.
You got your blinker going? What is that? Area.
He, no, he,
I'm a mail carrier.
Oh, okay.
I thought he drove for NASCAR. He had his left blinker on. You know what I'm saying?
The whole way.
You get it?
Yeah, I got you it. Get it? I got left it. Turn.
All right, Brett. You're a mail carrier? Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, listen.
Well, can you take Jimmy's hat to him? We want to make sure it gets there.
Yeah, I have those same frustrations y'all do.
I know you do, brother. Listen, we appreciate our – we have a lot of mail carriers who listen to us because I get letters and calls and emails. And
the U.S. Postal Service handles billions of pieces of mail.
Yes.
Right.
So we need to be a little more understanding.
Nah. I don't think so. I'm just kidding.
And we're expecting lots more.
Yes.
Hey, Brett's just the messenger, my friend.
That's right.
There you go.
Don't shoot
the messenger. Using his own car, probably, to drive down a rural road to deliver mail.
And following the laws with his blinker.
See, using his own car, like a DoorDash man. All right, Brett, ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both. I was hoping to get the mystery question, but oh well.
Well, I tell you what. Go ahead. Which one do you want to answer?
Let's see. I know you've got one original, and I think Ed had an original.
Okay.
I'll do the Christmas story as much as I hate that movie.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So did you want to promise him something?
Well, if you answer my question.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can answer either or.
Well okay. It depends if you want a hat, brother.
Well, I was going to, because he gave us that sob story, right?
And using his own car.
He gave us the sob
Trying
story.
Trying to manipulate us.
He's a mailman out braving the weather to make sure we all get our Christmas cards. And
right.
So I felt sorry for him.
Okay.
So here I go.
So we are going to we're going to allow
to
Brett
win
to,
a hat
to manipulate
answer my
us.
Question right.
Okay.
So you win an AFR ball cap, Brett, because you did what you did there. And if you answer this question, can you turn that blinker off, by the way? That's really annoying.
Maybe it's hazard lights.
Okay, thank you. Oh, hazard lights. Well, I don't want you to get in trouble now. Okay, here's the question that if you answer right, we're going to send you an AFR ball cap. Brett in Texas.
And by the way, let me just say this, Brett, since now we know each other, okay, all right? If folks are wondering why it takes so long for mail to get where it's going, this may be why. Brett has pulled off the side of the road.
Right, to be insulted by you. Okay, I got you.
Listen, I'm just teasing Brett.
All right, here's the question. Here's the question, Brett. If you answer right, ball cap's headed your way. What type of Christmas tree is the most popular selling tree in the country?
Fraser fir.
There you go.
Wow,
Fraser fir.
I did not know that.
Me neither.
How did you know that, Brett?
I used to buy them all the time, but my family can't handle them anymore.
Oh, you mean you sold them, bought them, and sold them?
No. I used to buy a 12-foot for our family.
Oh, for your family Christmas tree.
12-foot. Wow, that's a big house, big old tree. Yeah.
Okay. The answer I have is the Fraser fir, as Brett just told us. The Fraser fir is the most popular Christmas tree, known for its fragrance, sturdy branches, and needle retention. Needle retention is important.
That is important in a tree.
Yes. The Douglas fir and balsam fir are also popular choices.
And the poplar fir is fairly popular.
And if you celebrated Christmases in 1969, you remember the gold tinsel.
Oh, that's right.
The gold tinsel trees. Do you remember these?
I remember silver.
Silver and gold.
Yeah. Silver and gold.
I'll sing it with you. you remember those, Mark? You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Trees? Those were like faddish for like, what, 5 years or something like
I
that?
I don't know, but you could probably still get them.
They were gaudy.
They were.
They were ugly and gaudy.
Put lights on those. And you could disco dance to them.
What'd you say, Brett?
I said my grandparents had one.
Yeah, you remember them. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
The silver.
Oh, 50, so yeah, I remember.
Maybe they were mostly silver, weren't they?
I think so. Yeah.
Silver trees, and they were half trees, you know. But anyway, we got the right answer was the Fraser fir.
That was impressive.
That's the most popular selling Christmas tree in America, and we will send you a ball cap, my friend. Okay, Brett.
Say now, don't hang up. Do you have a
question for us?
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, sir. In honor of JJ,
okay,
he likes his dad jokes.
Yes, he does. Go ahead.
What do you call a sick bird?
A sick bird?
A sick bird.
What do you call a sick bird? This is a JJ thing.
He said it's an honor of JJ.
Yeah, it's a corny thing.
Something about a flu.
Well, he's probably right. What is it, Brett? What's the answer?
An ill eagle.
Okay, I got you there.
All right, Brett.
Thank you, Brett.
We're going to put you on hold. Marty will get your information, and we'll send you a AFR ball cap. And
hey, Brett.
Nobody knows better than you what your chances are of getting it.
Hey, Brett. I have one question, Brett. What was that ding? What's that dinging we're hearing?
That's my seatbelt. I ride in the middle.
Ah, oh, okay.
You ride in the middle?
So yes. He can reach
the
middle.
Left hand, left foot.
Man, you got to let me do, like, you got to be a gymnast.
Yes.
To be a mail carrier today, yeah. Huh?
Pretty much.
You got to work out, get limber.
Long arms, long legs.
Yes.
You got to do Pilates and things of that nature.
Pilates.
Huh? Am I right?
Oh, man.
All right, thank you, Brett. Is that what it's called? Isn't it what it's
Pilates?
Called?
Pilates.
Oh, yeah.
Pilates,
that's what I was looking
but
for.
But Pilates is the, you know, that's for the really high and mighty people.
Isn't that an Italian food?
Let's go do some Pilates.
Pilates.
And for everyone else, it's Pilates. Hey, let's go do some Pilates.
Pilates, you can do yogurt. You can do all kinds. There are different kinds of
You can do worms.
Exercises. Well, that's a Mark question.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to give that away.
No, you don't want to
not
get
yet.
Worms.
No, that's the truth.
All right. Have I already said we've repeated our questions for the last time?
For the
today?
Last time. We did.
Okay, so I don't want to be a liar. So let's continue on. Let's forge ahead.
Let's forge. I like forging.
Let's forge ahead.
Tennessee, we go. To Tennessee, we go on a one-horse open sleigh. Joey is on the line. Joey, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Hey, thank you, Joey. Where do you live in?
How are y'all?
We're doing good. Where do you live in?
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Down at Dover, about 2 miles from the land between the lakes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Where they make butter? Is that? I guess I got that wrong.
The land of lakes.
I think you're thinking about Minnesota or Wisconsin or something. Isn't that where the Land of Lakes butter is?
I don't know.
At Christmas time when my wife Allison cooks, that's what I consume most of.
Land of butter. Lakes butter.
Butter.
Yes.
Yeah. She likes a few lima beans with her butter.
And I have told you guys that I grew up never having butter because my dad was always like on a diet, and so we had margarine. Because
that's actually worse.
Yes, now, but back then they said don't eat butter; it's bad for you. So everyone was eating margarine, and I never. It's been 4 years. 4 years ago was the first time that I, in my entire adult life, had buttered toast.
No kidding.
Because I hated margarine, so when my wife would make toast, I'd say I just wanted plain
dry toast.
Dry toast, because I couldn't stand margarine. Anyway, we're running out of time here, so. I'll tell you guys about that story when we get off the air.
We want more.
All right, Joey, ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Let's do both.
All right, which one do you want to try to answer?
I'd like to try yours, the Christmas story.
All right, in the movie A Christmas Story, what was the name of the department store that had the BB gun that Ralph wanted?
Was it Hobby's, something like that? Hobby's?
It was Higbee's.
Let's give it to
Higbee's. Well, we'll give it
close
to you.
Close enough.
Yeah. Higbee's.
Higbee's. Higbee's.
Higbee's department store.
That's where the gun was?
That's where the gun
the
was.
The whole movie is just kind of his goal was to get that.
That BB gun.
Fascinating.
And he was stopped almost at every turn until dear old dad came through at the end, as dads normally do.
That's right.
All right, Joey, well done. What's your question for us?
Yes, y'all had brought up a question about the TVA. Mm-hmm. Who was the president at the time when TVA was started, and what was one of the programs that he started in the South?
Okay, well, that'd have been...
that'd have to
again,
be.
What year was that?
1934.
So that'd be FDR.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt, is that right? Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, FDR, and you're saying... other than the TVA, or related to the TVA?
He started another program in the South.
Was that the CCC?
Yeah, Conservation Corps.
Conservation Corps.
It might have been, but down here we understood it as the work, like Progressive Administration. Initials was WPA.
That's right, and they used to wear buttons or something, didn't they, to promote it?
That's correct. That's correct. So and the trace was built by the WPA from Dover to Kentucky up
no
in there.
Kidding.
Huh.
What was the Natchez Trace Parkway?
No, sir, not the Natchez Trace, but the trace that ran from Dover up to Grand Rivers area.
Huh.
It's
okay.
Called the trace.
Okay. I got you. So
my father.
Go ahead.
My father and my a lot of his brothers worked on that with heavy equipment and building the road from an old logging road.
That was during the Great Depression, so they.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So they call that the trace.
They call it now the trace.
Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting because, as you know, we have a federal parkway that runs from Nashville to Natchez.
Right through Tupelo.
And right through where we are, a mile from where we are now, and they call that a parkway. They call it the Trace.
Yes.
The same as they call what he's...
Natchez Parkway.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Joey, and have a Merry Christmas. We are out of time. We got to answer our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. Do you have any left, Mark?
I do. I have a couple left. And the Diet of Worms, believe it or not, was a religious hearing involving Martin Luther. In 1521, he was called in to recant or reaffirm his views. Well, he didn't recant. He was labeled a heretic, but he started the Reformation.
Yeah, but a lot of the reason that people... stayed away that Catholics, they didn't want to eat dirt.
I think it's actually the Diet of Worms.
Worms.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is that all you got?
No. Cindy Lou Who.
Oh, we need to hurry up.
Was not more than two.
She was not more than two?
That's right.
All right.
That's all
I
got.
So the movie was a lie? Based on a lie? She never climbed the mountain to knock on the door of the Grinch?
No, she did.
She did not. Not according to Dr. Seuss. I mean, hey, what Christmas carol did the Peanuts gang sing at the end of a Charlie Brown Christmas?
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Excellent.
Do you have anything left?
No, I don't. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday.